Joining us now to talk more about the House budget cuts and how they'll affect Americans are Congressman Jack Kingston. He's a Republican representative from Georgia's 1st District and a member of the House Appropriations Committee. He joins us via phone from Savannah, Georgia. Also with us, Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democratic representative from the District of Columbia. She's in our Washington, D.C. headquarters. I thank you both for joining us. Congressman Kingston, let me start with you. When you hear a student like Reginald Douglas suggest that if these cuts take effect, he may not be able to continue his education, A, what do you think? And B, can you really justify that?
Well, I think, number one, he's kind of getting a little bit ahead of things here. Number one, student loans have gone up tremendously under Republican leadership in the last 10 years. We are committed to student loans. Even if somebody like Mr. Douglas chooses to go to one of the most expensive universities in the country and decide, you know, even though he could get a college education elsewhere for a lot less money, the taxpayers are still there to try to help people like that. But I do want to emphasize he's going to one of the most expensive schools in the country, and I guess the message here is that taxpayers somehow are responsible for picking up the difference. We have Pell Grants that have gone up. They've doubled and tripled during Republican leadership that are available for people like him. Student loans right now, he could be paying a very high interest rate, as high as 9.5%. We are lowering that interest rate under this. So he's got a lot to choose from. I think he's getting a little bit excited, but I do think, again, there's a message there. If you choose to go to Georgetown University, which is one of the elite universities in the country,
you certainly wouldn't want to deny him that opportunity, would you?
I don't know that taxpayers are responsible for kids picking the Cadillac of universities all the time. He could go to lots and lots of schools to choose from, but again, this program isn't going to cut his loan.
All right, so, Representative Norton,
I can't let this attack go on a kid who got a scholarship to an elite university, particularly since the tuitions there are very great. The tuition has gone up something like a third in the last 5 years if you go to the Georgetowns or the private universities. But tuition has gone up almost 60% in the public universities, and middle-class students are being forced out of the public universities because they can't afford to go to their own public university, which Jack Kingston is now saying to this young man who got into an elite university he should go to. Yes, that's what's happening. The upper middle class are sending their children to public universities because private universities are so costly. And now what is the government going to do? It is going to cut student loans so that of the cuts, almost $15 billion will come directly out of the pockets of students and their parents, which means that many of these students will not go to college next year. These cuts, which were aimed mostly at the poor, that's what Republicans do, now travel so far into the middle class, as with student loans, that the Republicans have come apart at the seams after saying that they had the votes on Friday,
Congressman,
or Thursday. They had to pull the bill yet again.
What of that criticism that these cuts are really on the backs of the least among us, the poor, the working class, living paycheck to paycheck, and in fact that you weren't sure about the votes on Thursday of last week and that you had to delay this vote?
Well, there's a lot to digest here. Number one, again, I don't understand why a blue-collar truck driver needs to supplement the elite education of a middle-class kid. Why should a working-class person have to pay taxes so that some upper-middle-class kid, as Eleanor says, goes to one of the most expensive schools in the country? I think there's an element of fairness in there, but again, student loans are still going up, and we are still going to have college education available to all kids in all spectrums. Katrina knocked out a 90,000-square-mile area in the Gulf. Most of the people hardest hit were the poorest. What we're saying now is, you know what? Money does not grow on trees. Contrary to belief in Washington, D.C., we're going to have to divert some. We're going to have to prioritize so that the people who need medical attention, transportation, health and food, they can get some relief from the government right now rather than just, okay, nothing needs to change. We're just going to manufacture money and pay for Katrina.
And do you believe that all the fat, hang on, Congresswoman, do you believe all the fat has been trimmed from pork programs and the like, and that we are now, in fact, spreading the responsibility of Katrina and the Iraqi war evenly across the board?
Well, let me say this. Unequivocally, we need to always be attacking the waste and fraud and abuse in federal government spending. It's an unending job. I think there's plenty more to go to, and that's one of the things that we are trying to do with this deficit reduction bill. And I think that, you know, after we pass that, we should go back and say, okay, does an across-the-board spending cut of 1%, does that work? What are some of the other possibilities? How much fraud and waste can we get? But certainly we should continue to try to do that over and over again.
Congresswoman, what of the thought that Republicans are suggesting here is that you have to share the burden of Katrina, you have to share the burden of the war in Iraq, and as the congressman suggested there, 1% cut may have to go across the board in all areas.
If this cut was, of course, to pay for Katrina, then that would be one thing. This cut has nothing to do with Katrina. It is paying for tax cuts, which will come next week. They want about $50 billion, they say, as much as $55 billion in tax cuts in 1 week. The next week, they give a $70 billion tax cut, most of it going to the wealthy. I mean, I guess I should quote Alan Greenspan, who said something to the effect, we shouldn't be cutting taxes by borrowing. This has nothing to do with Katrina. We're cutting from the poor to pay for the poor in part, but what we're really doing is paying for a $70 billion tax cut with $50 billion in cuts, or $55 billion in cuts on the spending side. It doesn't add up. That's why the Republicans are in disarray. First, the conservatives were holding the cards because they've let the deficit go up so high. Then when they went to make these cuts into student loans and giving tax cuts to the largest, then they're moderates were holding the cards. Now they're in total disarray, and one wonders whether or not they can come back with their $50 billion package at all, particularly considering that it is clear that the Senate is not going to go along with anything like that. They can hardly get their act together. They are having the same problems over on the Senate side.
Congressman, let me take you back to Reginald Douglas, who we heard from earlier. You talked about him going to an elite university and perhaps making a change and going to a less expensive university. It's hard to tell, Mr. Douglas, that if, in fact, these tax cuts go through for those who, in fact, could shoulder more of the burden in our society.
Well, let me say this. Number one, he does not have to go to another university because his student loan will be intact despite all the Democrat rhetoric, because most of it goes to the process of lending money to students rather than the impact on the loan itself. My suggestion is, as he speaks about how his mother has to work so hard, perhaps he needs to say, maybe I too should take a job and maybe I shouldn't go to the Cadillac of universities. That was my point on that. Now, let me speak to...
All right, but let's be fair to Reginald Douglas. I don't know if he has a job or not. That being said, continue your point.
Okay, now let me say this. The Bush tax cuts increased revenue $94 billion, as Eleanor knows. Last year, revenues increased $94 billion. Now, it's a Democrat theory that only the government somehow has the right to money was true, then revenue should have gone down. But the fact is, when people hold more of their money, the economy grows, it's stimulated, there's more jobs out there, and more revenues come in. The only tax cuts that we're considering is not increasing the taxes the way the Democrats want it to. But again, this money does not go to the tax cuts. It goes to Katrina, plain and simple. People who do not have homes, people who do not have jobs, governments that do not have local revenue. What we're trying to do is job retraining program, rebuilding roads and bridges again, rebuilding hospitals, rebuilding the schools down there, offsetting the cost of those students who had to go to other states to continue their education. That's what this money goes for.
All right, and Eleanor Holmes Norton with about a minute to rebut that.
Yeah, you know, first tax cuts in time of war. In the history of our country, whenever we've gone to war, we have raised taxes, not cut taxes. Yes, the economy is kindling along, but the reason that there's a revolt in the country against the president and against the Republican Congress is because people don't feel it, because it's not in their pocketbooks. The fact is that what Jack just told you doesn't add up. He hasn't responded to what I said. $55 billion in cuts 1 week, $70 billion in tax cuts, which take money from the Treasury the next week. You do the math, Jack, and tell me how you come out with the notion that these cuts are paying for Katrina instead of for the tax cuts.
All right, well, we'll have to stop you there. And what I'll ask is, once the numbers go through, we'll invite you both back and we'll talk about the math that, in fact, happened up on Capitol Hill. Congressman Jack Kingston, Republican from Georgia, and Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democratic representative from the District of Columbia. I thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.